Hey, do you have a podcast or do you want to be on a podcast? Listen, I got the episode for you. This woman is fire, okay? And she has like a whole production company to help podcasters level up their game. But she also has a pitching and like connection network going on where she has thousands of different podcasts that you can be a guest on or vice versa, or have guests be on your show. But then as a podcaster, she has a whole production company to help you strategize and lift up your game as a podcaster. Listen here. If that is your thing, this is your episode. Okay. She is so good. I had such a great time having Tamara on the show. I'm going to shut up now so you can go watch it because it is that good, y'all. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know the drill. What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you guys so freaking much for everything that you've done. I mean, you know, I keep having YouTube send me like, congratulations, you've hit this milestone. Congratulations. It's been so freaking cool. And I really am grateful to you guys. I think I'm getting like, at this point like 167,000 views and all this stuff is happening. And I'm just so grateful. I thank you so much for hanging out because you know what I say, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today is no exception. Oh, this woman is fire. Okay, you guys are gonna love her. Tamara Thompson is a dynamic founder and CEO of Broadcast Your Authority TV. Now, she is a seasoned entrepreneur and award-winning director with a rich background in video marketing. We love all that stuff around here, Tamara, let me tell you, okay? Now, she has invested in over 25 companies. She excels in positioning businesses and influencers as industry leaders in their expertise, and I love that. So I'm glad she's here because she has this really great visionary approach, right? And I love that she invests in others. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing for me because I love talking to people that are really out here impacting the world, right? And she's really has a great reputation as a leader in the digital landscape. And so I wanted her here to come and talk to you guys to inspire you. And so Tamara, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I'm grateful to be here. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad you're here too. Now, I have ADHD, Tamara. So if I'm coming at you with a lot of energy, just receive
it's all good.
Woman.
I'll come
receive
back
it.
With the coffee and the energy. Let's go.
I remember one time I was having an episode with someone and she was about Zen or whatever. And my energy is really like just high. And she's like, I don't know how to feel. She goes, I don't know how to feel. I love you. Yeah, she goes, I love you so much, but I'm an introvert and this is a lot. It was hilarious. Anyway.
I'm like, I can master energy, girl. You bring it. Let's go.
Let's do it. Tamara, now you've been really successful. Now, before I get into, I do want people to know a little bit more about you. So my question always is, who are you? Because I want to know you. Who are you?
At this point in my life, I'm a strong, confident woman that yes. really just doesn't back down. I really grew up as an awkward, shy girl that was bullied in middle school, and a lot of things transformed from the experiences that I went through. Another milestone that I just hit in December was I have 14 years sober. That was a whole other story, but all that path led me into this very resilient spot, and a lot of the things that I went through in my 20s in my life, and I'm in my 40s now, those things kind of allowed me to transform into this very confident woman where it's like teaching others how to step into confidence and own it, you know, basically from their own shows and their podcasts and things like that, from the stages, even virtual stages, you know, getting on other people's podcasts and things like that. That's one thing that really inspired me. And when we launched Broadcast Your Authority, we actually created a mini series where we interviewed all business women. And the biggest thing was to help, we help, of course, men and women, but it was really to get more women's voices out there because it seemed to be a similarity in a lot of talk that a lot of the women weren't as confident sometimes as the men, not always, but it was just one of those things where I wanted to get more women to shine out there because it just seemed like at that time. So we put together this 24 episode series, and that was really how Broadcast Your Authority launched, is from this mini series, because we had a production company back then. And so that it really evolved. And then we're like, well, we had these teaser videos take off and go viral. And it was awesome to watch that, because we had one that went took off in 10 days, had 888,000 views.
That's awesome.
And then all of a sudden it led back to a long form piece of content, which was a documentary, turned around, went viral. Multiple of our client films ended up being found and seen, and then they were acquired by IndieFlix. But that really just like changed my whole direction of life. Like, it was all like in this path though, but everything that we do now with our clients and for our clients, it's very interesting. It all evolved from the situations that went on in my life to, help more women get their voices out in the beginning. But of course, we work with men, women, and corporations, because everybody needs to shine. It's just like, sometimes people need a little bit more push or like, let's go behind the scenes. But that's always inspired me to do that, is to actually just help others. And then when I read The Go-Giver by my buddy Bob Berg, I literally was like, that's a thing. I'm like, I do that. I'm like, I just do that naturally. I'm like, there's a book on it.
Right? Yeah.
And so
that was a good book.
When you just stepped into that space, totally 100%, all of his books are great. And so that's just a little bit more about me, as I went through different times in my life, awkward to resilient to failure to, fall flat in your face, get up, go. And anytime there's any situation, the things that happened in my life are never compare, like in business, like anything in business that people may think is hard, I just say like, that's nothing compared to my personal life journey that I went through with sobriety and things like that. It just made me who I am. And I'm just really grateful for the people that have come into my life, mentors, friends, colleagues, clients, other strong women leaders. And that's me a little bit in a nutshell, I guess.
I love that, right? Because what you're in through that story, you're showing a lot about, tenacity and, just doing it anyway and being bold and stepping out and trying something a little bit differently. I think we spend too much time thinking instead of doing, and we think ourselves into a pause, right? I mean, I've been guilty of that myself, thinking of something like really big I want to do, and then I'm thinking,
I think I 100% agree with that. And, one of the things, it's funny, one of our clients has a podcast called Power in the Pause, and she always talks about how it's important to stop, like, power in the pause. And I'm here on the other side where I'm like a massive like action taker, right? So I'm like, I understand the value of a power in the pause to sit back and reflect and think about something before, taking action. I used to be that entrepreneur that would just jump in and be like, let's go, let's just do it. It was like, you were on that, like, I was on this motivational like thing, right? But sometimes in the very beginning, I didn't really have a plan, right?
Right.
Like, let's just take action. Let's spend money. Let's do this. I'm like, that didn't work. Okay. Something's got to work.
Right. Right.
And then later on in life, it was really about being that hardcore action taker. But at the same time, everything is more at a calculated risk at this point, because, being a founder of a company, we have over 40 staff that are behind the scenes running the agency at this point. And so those people's lives and, their stability are on the line. So you can't just take risks that are going to calculate that could, be hard for somebody else. So it's like having like 40 children, right? Yeah. You're like, I have to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
And when you're a leader, you have to make sure you step in as a leader, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm the boss. I'm like, the word boss also turns into bossy. So I'm like, when you're a leader and you know how to actually lead and you train other leaders, that's what I've seen that brings the most success in life and business, is because you trust other people to delegate and do things. Because us as leaders and as female founders, like, we can't do it all. We shouldn't do it all.
We think we can, though. That's the problem. We think we can.
We're super women. I know we're super women, right? But you get that power in the pause, though, from when you are able to delegate and do other things, because it's like, just do the things that you're really good at, and anything else, if you can find somebody that can do it like 20% better than you, just have them do it and train them to be better at that. And so that's really what I've seen over the years.
So freaking true, right? Like, I started about maybe a year and a half ago, like training some VAs to do some of the work that I didn't want to do, right? And so they are now like taking off. I don't really have to even look at what they're doing anymore, because they're so good at it. And you know, now I just give VA services to other coaches and stuff that need that kind of work. But you have to start somewhere. So I know that you, you know, reading your bio, and you mentioned it a little bit, was that you've successfully invested in like 25 companies, and that's, you know, and also built broadcast your authority. So I'm just, you know, I know that you gave us some tools here, but I want to know, like, what are some of the, like, the key lessons that you learned as, you know, as you've been growing all this stuff and investing and on this entrepreneurial, amazing journey. I really think entrepreneurial journey is a spiritual journey. Like, you hit so many walls,
100%.
Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, like so many walls, right? So I'm just wondering, what do you think that these aspiring entrepreneurs that are out here, what should they focus on? Well, like, what do you think they should focus on to start achieving like some successes in their life?
Yeah, I think it really does. When you started to bring up the spiritual side, and I actually started going more on my spiritual journey even more in the last 5 to 7 years. I didn't really grow up in a household that, you know, practiced religion or anything like that. And it, religion has nothing to do with spirituality. When you decide, you sense in, you you know, find it, that true path, that mission, that, like, really trust your senses. And so there's a lot of cool things. Like, I go up to Sedona all the time and I pray on Red Rock. I hike the rocks. I go through, and so many things happen when I went up and hiked that vortex. I say a lot of different things. When you put the intentions and thoughts out there, when you go to these vortexes, things happen. I remember this one time I literally was waiting for this really important call. And I was like, as I was walking up in Sedona, up the vortex of Bell Rock, the phone rang, and like the most incredible news had like arrived in there. I'm like, I
love that. I love it.
Hiking up the Red Rock.
My phone worked up here. It was a miracle call. I love that.
But I think with people, like, it's like your journey, right? So like I'm kind of using this as a side of, like, some things happen on a spiritual side, but like taking your health seriously and moving forward with things. And one of the things that I started doing was taking my health life journey and my mental health and my mindset and everything that's involved in your life. You have to take a break, right? Like, if it's to get outside and hike or do other things, like, get your mindset and things. If you ever have like limiting beliefs, like, you really have to start like thinking and repositioning how you actually speak, right? So when I talk to a lot of our clients, if they ever use the word "if," I always rephrase it. I'm like, when you do X, Y, Z, because formulating as it, you know, as it's like happening, right? So it's like restructuring the way that you speak, the way that you think. When I went through my sobriety journey, the book that was recommended to me was The Four Agreements, right? And it's a very basic thing to live by, but if you really think about it, most people actually fail at one of those four agreements every day. Like, don't make assumptions, always do your best, be impeccable to your word. You know, there's these different things, like, you wake up like, oh, you don't take things personally. I think everybody does something and they're like, oh, I totally just made an assumption about somebody. I need to stop, right? I need to understand their backstory. If somebody's mad in an email or a text message, or you misconstrue things, like, there's different things. So that book really helped me when I was starting on my entrepreneurial journey. It's called The Four Agreements. And I started realizing, I was like, oh, I totally just took that personally. I shouldn't have done that. And you let it go. That person's obviously going through something.
Yeah.
So when I started waking up every morning and I was like, I'm waking up, I'm doing my best, I'm being impeccable with my word, and I'm following these steps. They're like the most four simple steps, but we do it all those things all the time. So when I started living that way, that helped my mindset change. And then just being like, when I do this, is X, Y, Z will happen. It's never an if, it's when it's going to happen. Even if it's at a power in the pause, right? Yeah. Like, we're like, okay, when it's going to happen, maybe it's not going to happen right now. And what happens is this whole circle goes around through the entrepreneurial journey. This is so crazy, Nina. So like, there's all these people that came through my life at different points, and then they would come back. So it was almost like this circle was going through, and it would be like a touch point where this person would come back in my life, even if it was like 5 to 7 years later. And then I was like, I knew they were meant to be in my life because I trust my intuition and I knew I was meant to connect with them, but that wasn't the point. This is the new point that I was meant to do something with.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about trusting your gut. And You know, changing your mindset with things, making investments in yourself, like hire your mentor, outsource, delegate. Those are all the things that helped me get to certain points. And then when we started hitting milestones in our company, when we had our first event that launched one of our products, we literally went into plan out the event. We had about 200 people attend the event. And then we presented our first time offer from the stage, and we generated over $250,000 in 2 days just wow. for the launch of that one product.
That's so good.
And when that kind of stuff happens, you're like, okay, I just tested it from the stage. Obviously people want this. Boom, we've found something that's appealing. And then wow. we doubled down on that offer and then went from there. And so, but like, you have to plan things out. You have to take action, because there's been plenty of events out there where you go and like, I think the first event that we ever did, I didn't know what we were doing. We like threw like an event on the stage, and we were more at a loss. We were probably at like a 60% loss versus like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you have to try something in order to go and be successful. But then from there, when we started generating different revenue, I started Thompson & Thompson Investments. We started pushing funding into there on funding by myself and my partner and nobody else, no investors. I've never had investors myself with any company other than partnering with other people. So our own company and never had investors. It was all self-driven. But that was one of the things is when we started making other money, we were like, well, how can we make more money and make it matter with yeah. more people? And so I started doing the research actually during COVID. And that's when I started to go in and invest in more companies that I knew had the potential to do things, and I knew they had the potential to bring things online more digitally. So I came in as an investor to help them shift their gears to some brick and mortar type companies and other types of companies
okay.
that needed right. help during that time to shift. So I didn't want to see people fail. Like there was a yeah. lot of things going on with COVID, and that was really where I did a huge chunk of my investing was during COVID. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things shifted, right? I mean, I know that you do a lot with, video marketing strategies and, you know, things like that. And that happened, I think when I was reading it, I think about 2013 or something, right? Is where you started a series.
2013, Serious Take Productions started.
That's what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then it transformed. That was our video marketing, and still it's storytelling. So I directed a lot of documentary films. I had some great okay. mentors that have now passed. But they were the ones that really had me, they gave me challenges. Apparently I've been told many times that my soul enjoys a challenge. So I was like, okay, great. Let's go. And sometimes I'm like, I don't need a challenge today. I was like, I like the power of the pause.
That is hilarious.
But yeah, I've been told that, and apparently it's true. My soul definitely loves a challenge, but there's at points where I'm like, okay, break time.
Yeah. I know, girl. Yes.
But yeah, so we did all the video marketing, the production. I won a bunch of awards as a director for many documentary films when I lived in Seattle, Washington. I did a lot of the circuits there. I started getting asked to speak on stages. And that really just lighted me up. And then it came to the thought of Broadcast Your Authority. And then we started a web series, docu-series that then formulated the idea to do something consistently. And we're like, well, what medium can we do consistently versus creating these one-off projects with documentaries? And so we said, why not do podcasting? Like there's a consistent flow. We've learned the YouTube algorithm at this point. We're like, we got this. You know, we help provide the direction for the topics of the shows, the keywords, everything, optimize the channels. So it's basically a one-stop shop for podcasters, from the editing, the show notes, the YouTube description, the distribution, but doing it in an optimized way and paying attention to the data every single month. Like which are the top performing shows? Like, how do we get people to engage more, like, go through different strategies for leaving more reviews that can allow ranking abilities to go up, you know? So it really started to go into the system that was consistent for a weekly podcast show. And then now we work with over a couple hundred podcasts per week on the agency side. And then we also have our podcast booking side as well. So we book other people on shows. Because there was many years where we just stayed in the lane of the agency side with the model of the production and everything and the optimization. And people are like, They're like, Tamara, they're like, you're like a power connector over here. Your nickname's the connector. Like, you should open the agency side for the booking. I was like, well, the team's so good at this. Like, let's just stay in our own lane. But then I went through the process myself and hired a few agencies and went through these experiences that the clients were talking about. And I turned around and I said, I know we can do this 10 times better. I was like, we have the resources, we have the connections, and we have really awesome, valuable people that we're working with. And so I was like, boom, we opened the doors for the booking agency side of it, which really took off too. And it still does today. And so super grateful for that. And we also have our network piece too, where we have really cool experiences where we invite our clients out to be a part of things, like be on our show, recorded at Sirius XM Radio in Las Vegas. I don't live in Vegas. I just fly out there for the partnership each quarter to do the show. We feature our guests on the show, which are our clients. But then we make it fun. It's something much bigger than me. So I always have co-hosts with me. It's kind of like being on the talk show, The View. So it's fun. It's like myself and three other co-hosts. So we have these great conversations with these people. And then we rotate it. And then I take everyone out to dinner afterwards after our season recording and just make more valuable connections that way for people. And I think that's the biggest thing is like you can connect through podcasting. But when we're able to bring them together in person, as well, it's just such a cool experience to see that and see them shine and make connections with other people too.
Because there's a lot of great people out there podcasting now, right? And they're like, they're normal people. They're not like super celebrities and all that kind of stuff. They're just like normal people really doing some great stuff. There's some great content, right? And great amazing podcasters. Amazing. It's amazing what they're doing out there. And I know that your agency specializes in that. Also like the micro content, right? I know that you do that too, from like the weekly podcast, positioning clients, you're like, you know, working with industry leaders, all that stuff. So take us a little bit behind the scenes, if you don't mind. Can you explain a little bit about the process behind the scenes of your strategy and why, like, you know, micro content and podcasting? I'd love to know more about that.
Yeah, well, it's really important to have this whole encompassing strategy and basically, you know, well-oiled machine working for you even while you're sleeping, right? Because I think a lot of people like end up hiring a lot of different people to fill a lot of different roles in the side of a podcast. And so we've made it a simplified system at this point, because the way that we help the clients is we actually give the direction first. Or if it's more of like a free flow conversation, maybe like this, then they'll reverse engineer to find the best keywords for the episode title after the show. Okay. But typically we'll say like, this is what people are actually searching for. Or let's say, Nina, you're like, hey, you know, I have this guest Tamara Thompson coming up, like based on her information and bio and stuff like that. What are some topics that are actually being searched on YouTube and Google that would be good to use as a title? So our team would actually do the market research first. That's the first thing we ever do is market research, because we want to know what people are actually searching for and optimize on your YouTube channel. So when the team does the whole process from getting the video, you know, of course we're going to transcribe it first. The copywriters are going to go in and select the best timestamps for the hooks, the reels, titles, everything that makes sense for those juicy bullet points for a certain amount of length for each platform, TikTok, reels, YouTube shorts. So they're paying attention to the data based on what's performing. Does a short do better at 20 seconds? Does it do well at 60 seconds? What does your channel do? So we cut those based on how your performance is for your channel. So everything's data-driven, right? And so we're going in and doing the whole process, and the copywriter selects the timestamps, does the call-outs, they pull all the snippet timestamps, and then they pass it off to the next team member. So they're doing the hooks and the reels and the content, the reels covers with the hooks. So it's passing off to like 7 different people. So we have one project manager that helps manage the entire project floor, and then they manage the other people, the creatives under it, right? So there's basically like your one-stop shop. You have like 7 team members working on your show, from your graphic designer, your video editor, your YouTube SEO specialist, your social media scheduler, your social strategist. There's multiple pieces in there, but they all work together in their specific skilled roles, so that everybody stays in their own lane, but they work as one. So it's like that tripod leg, you know? I'm like a 7-legged tripod. I think they have those out there. I know they have 5. but you know, it keeps it very, you know, systematic. But every month we're setting up new strategies. We're checking in on the reports and the analytics. We're reviewing and we're like, hey, you know, that episode with Tamara Thompson crushed it, you know, like, yeah, hey, we recommend you having her come back on the show. Maybe she'll do an encore or something, you know, like, or you did a specific topic about how, you know, entrepreneur, something about entrepreneur mindset, right? Like it took off. And then we say, hey, Nina, create more episodes with individuals talking about entrepreneurial mindset as a keyword. And then let's put it in a playlist on your YouTube on top of the playlist for the podcast.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things that people don't think about. I'm really good with strategy. We have our own strategists as well that know the whole aspect of it. But like, I just get really passionate when I'm talking about it because I like
to look at data. Yeah, no, I love that.
The data matters.
Yeah, it
and
does.
So when I talk to people and they say, hey, I've had a show for like 8 years, but I haven't monetized it yet, I'm thinking, why? Like, why haven't you? Like, what are you doing? Like, is this a hobby or are you wanting to generate something back to your business? Because we primarily work with business people, right? Like people that have offers, that have a business, that you can have your podcast, but also have a strategy in place that's going to actually lead back to your business offers, right? Yeah. Like, it's so important to be like, okay, I just watched, you know, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I want to know what Nina does. So they need to go in and see all those pieces, if it's in the show notes, if it's in other descriptions, if there's ads placed.
So true.
Are you open to doing paid ads? There's
so true.
So much in there.
Oh my gosh. Tamara, that is so true. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is so true, right? That's something that's definitely something that I'm lacking or slacking, I should say, on. Because I do I do lives, right? And then those lives, people know what I do. I'm a coach, they know what I do, how I do it. But when I always tend to forget to put myself in the show notes, what I do, like all, I always tend to forget
It should always be like connect with Nina, like see what Nina does. Like we're so grateful to have us as guests on your show, but we want to hear more about you, right? Like you've built this great show. I think you're in the top 1.5%, like boast it a little bit more, like give that credibility back in there. Have more followers lead to their, you know, put more of your offers in there with the links, like hyperlinks. Make sure that they have the hyperlink and the HTTP in there, or it won't hyperlink in your description.
Right, right.
So, you know, and then I'm sure you already do this, but, you know, you could tag like all of your guests. I'm sure you do it, but you could tag them in the YouTube description and the YouTube title and the YouTube shorts that you have. So like you can tag Broadcast Your Authority.
I don't do that, Tamara. I don't. I should. This is what I mean. Like, that's why I wanted you on here, right? Because you have a lot of wisdom and strategy. And I know that my show can be growing faster and bigger, but these are the pieces that I do miss. Right? Because I'm so hyper-focused on, okay, let me make sure that the SEO is good on the title, that the person is being highlighted, that their link is on there, because that's important to me, because my guests are important to me. But I end up slacking on the other ends, right? And so, I don't know if you see that, but there's like a whole celebration thing going on my screen because I did this. So I just... and then all of a sudden I see fireworks behind me. But you know, like, I think that's awesome that you're bringing something to my audience right now that maybe haven't thought about it, because neither have I. Another big piece that I slack on, Tamara, that you probably tell your guests a lot about is giving CTAs. I am so bad at giving CTAs for myself. For my guests, I'm always
let's do it right now. Before we talk about any of my CTAs, what do you have going on right now? Like, I'd love to know, like, what's something that you have going on that you would lead people to?
Oh, I would lead people to like a big event that I have coming up at the end of January, which is Women Who Lead Summit. And it's going to have about 21 to 25 speakers on there that's going to speak to aspiring women coaches who are trying to be entrepreneurs. That's what that's going to be about. But I don't ever do that. And I don't ever say, you know, make sure you like,
subscribe. Is it your summit?
Yeah, it's my summit, but I have 25 speakers.
Send me the information. I'd love to help promote you as well. I think that would be great.
Thank you.
What are the dates in January? Do you know
it's launching January 27th, and then it's going to go all the way for 21 days. It's a 21-day online academy for women who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs and coaches. Yeah. So yeah, so it's going to be fantastic.
Need to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean, everyone listening, sign up for that. Yeah, I mean, that's what's important. Is like, you are the host, you are the leader of this show, and we're grateful to be on this show. And so, you know, allow yourself to shine more, and just, yeah, you know, reiterate that too when you come in. Like, I actually like it when people jump in and cut me off and just be like, hey, I'm going to add some more value in there too. Because it's great for conversational base too. Because I do see a lot of shows where people come in and just ask questions, but they're not as like energetic.
They're not engaging. Yeah. You know, that's one thing I do love about what I do as a podcaster, because I know that I'm naturally somebody who, I love people and I love to converse, right? And so I noticed that's like a flag for me when I'm watching a podcast and they're asking a question, you're answering, and they're like thinking of the next question. They don't even address what you just said. They're just moving on to the next question. I know that sometimes nerves.
People are nervous, or maybe they're introverted, or they like structure. Yeah. So they're so busy in their mind, like looking at the next question or how the structure would be. Like our show, we actually prepare a structured question available. They're suggested questions. So when people come in on our show, they have it, all of us lined up. We have
suggested questions. You're like producing the show with them.
Yeah, but I said it's fair game. It's open for other questions, because we know as soon as they answer that first question, it's going to spark another question that's not on that sheet. So we're helping those that want to feel prepared.
Yeah.
And then those that are like, I just like conversation. So we have that lined up for all the co-hosts as well. And then we converse with the host ahead of time, the guest ahead of time as well, to say like, what are some of the things that you'd like us to touch point on? Yeah. What is it, something that's coming up? Is it a book? Is it your summit? What is it that you want us to help promote as well, and kind of lead through and seed that through the conversation?
That's really awesome.
So we always prepare it, but they turn into awesome conversations. And half the time those questions are not used, but it's there to just make people feel comfortable. So,
but you know what I love about what you're doing is that you are actually helping that podcaster not just create these little snippets of their show, which is a lot of people who have, you know, approach me before about doing, you know, do your production of your show. What they mean is take my episode, cut a couple of clips, put it out there with some copywriting, right? What you're talking about.
Anybody can do that.
I was just going to say that. But what you're talking about is way bigger than that. I mean, you're talking about like a partnership, almost like a production agency for a podcaster. Yeah, that's really cool.
We view all of our clients as our partners, right? Like, I'm just not here. You're a customer, client. We're your partner. Like, we want to see longevity grow. And we've been super grateful since 2019. Our retention rate is about 88%. So those are people that are enrolling with us year after year after year, because we're paying attention to the data. We're having great conversations. We're understanding, you know, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs. Why didn't this month perform well versus last month? Like, these are conversations you need to have with people instead of just getting into a routine flow, cut, paste, post, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You
get into these flows where we want to come in every 30 days and be like, what's going on? This one did really well. We suggest doing something very similar to this. This one took off. This one potentially could take off too, like doing other different strategies that we do to look at even competition, that you can create something very similar and feed off the competition's viewerships as well. So there's so many different things that people don't understand about YouTube, podcasting, ranking, but really just having that person and that team behind you that's truly like managing it, but also giving feedback each month.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, that's so important. Like, yeah.
And what else do you have going on in your business that we can help add to the mix too? Because, you know, make sure there's updated links for what's being talked about in that particular month, or that promo that can go on the podcast that month. So it's just an overall encompassing strategy that also has the done for you aspect too. And you got a team backing you. So,
yeah. Wow. That is, wow. so good. I love that stuff because as a podcaster, I know that it's a solopreneur journey most of the time. You're doing a lot of this yourself and kind of learning and messing up a lot and all that kind of stuff, right? But to think that you can have basically like your own production company, but also like a coach kind of helping you kind of strategize, like Neen, maybe they want more of this content than this content. Or if you're trying to level up, which is where I'm at right now for 2025, trying to level up and think about strategically about how is it that I want my podcast to show up, especially for my business, but for my guests too, because I like dialogue more than monologue. You know what I mean? So that's why I do one episode of a solo, but the rest of them are, you know, dialogues, because like this, I get to hear what you have to give to the world and I get to share that with others. Right. And what you're doing is phenomenal. I love what you're doing, Tamara. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Freaking love it. Right. So
thank you.
Absolutely love it.
Well, even though solo episodes are very important too, because you get to show up and shine and share your expertise that also allows for more credibility and better positioning too.
Yeah.
And so then people see you as the leader of the show, because we've taught a lot of our clients, a lot of them do kind of like a split hybrid. So every other week they'll do a guest show, and then every other week they'll do a solo show. And that's primarily what I actually suggest our clients to do, because it does that positioning factor for you to drive people back to your business model.
Yeah,
but you're also having these incredible guests. So, I mean, that's great that you're doing the solo piece there, kind of like that hybrid model. But yeah, you could always switch that up too. So it goes into different value points for yourself. And it's not a selfish thing. It's definitely something because you're driving it for your business and you're providing value to others.
Yeah.
And so it's a cool way to look at it too. So you can always test it and, you know, switch things up and stuff like that. But
I love it. I love it. I love everything about you, girl. I love everything about you.
Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you too. And I love your energy.
Thank you. Well, I really love what you're doing. I love what you're putting out in the world. And I know that a lot of people who listen are podcasters because they come on my show. A lot of people who listen have been either guests or have referred the show to people because it's inspired them. So I need people to learn how to get in touch with you and your team, girl. So tell us, how do people find you, work with you, all that amazing stuff?
Of course. Yeah, you can go basically everywhere, Broadcast Your Authority, broadcastyourauthority.com. We have our Instagram at Broadcast Your Authority. Our YouTube channel is at Broadcast Your Authority. Those are the main places that we hang out. We also have TikTok. For myself, the main place I hang out is Instagram. So it's at Tamara Thompson Official. Apparently Tamara Thompson was taken, so I had to be Tamara Thompson Official. So officially there, that's my name.
That's right.
We're also on Facebook and some other areas as well. But yeah, definitely check us out. If you want to get in touch to have a discovery call with our team, you can go to broadcastyourauthority.com. But we're all over social media. And definitely go check us out on YouTube at Broadcast Your Authority.
Thank you so much. Really, thank you so much for this conversation and for all the wisdom and the gems that you dropped, because this is not just important for me, because I'm already strategically thinking about how do I add Tamara to my team, you know, in the next quarter or so. So I'm really grateful that you're here, and for all of those who are listening, because it's a different angle. It's a different thing. And it just feels, I almost feel like when I go on to your team, like I could breathe a little bit, because
people call us the breath of fresh air.
Ah, there you go. See, I was telling the truth. That's what it feels like. It feels like you don't got to do this journey alone. And I'm always big about that, right? For coaching, I do the same thing.
You want a seamless process too. Like a lot of the words that come to mind when people say we have a seamless process. Another one's podcasting made simple, or some of our taglines that people have coined us for. The power of connection, like our network is huge as well. We have a vast connection of over thousands of podcasters as well. So there's a lot of great synergies between us and our clients too, because we also pay attention to what your business is and your offers, because that we also want to open the doors and have the right people connected to your show and their shows and so on.
Yeah.
It's just about paying attention and listening to what people actually do and what they're passionate about and what their directions and goals are for the year. And that can go a long way when you just take a step and listen to what people are looking for versus like, oh yeah, here's our services.
Yeah. Exactly. So thank you so much, because I have hired people that, you know, that did a great job. I mean, they took my show, they did some clips, they put it out there, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't see an ROI. And I'm like, okay, I'm still doing most of this by myself. So I have to figure this out, because I do want to monetize my podcast. I do want to have sponsors that I align with. You know, I do want to use my strategy or my mind a little bit better in promoting my services and what I do with people. Really, really great. You gave me a lot of things to think about. So I'm super, super grateful for you. And I'm really, I cannot tell you how excited I am about what the future will hold. Thank you for being here. Production team by your side, helping you do this. It's not just about cut. Oh, let me just take that little clip and put it out there. But it's actually about, hey, what, I mean, you heard her, right? Like, does this work? Or maybe let's try that and add this to it. That is gold. That is freaking gold. So I cannot wait to see what you guys will be doing with Tamara, because I know I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing with Tamara. All right. So I love you guys so much. This is Nita Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.